the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot happening over here. Minneapolis. I'm tired of talking about Minneapolis, but there's a lot happening there. So we're to keep our focus there as well as we shift around and make sure we bring you the news that nobody else wants to tell you about. We do that here every single day for you. We've got a lot more to discuss in a bit. Jorge Ventura will be joining us later in the hour of this program, of course, because he just recently left his corporate media job and is now doing independent journalism again. I was very excited to hear that because he is one of the best. He goes to all of these protests, and I think he likes it, actually. I think he likes it a lot. We'll ask him when he joins us in about 30 minutes. He'll be on with us. But he's done an incredible job at reporting and doing independent journalism for years now, making his career landmark, I'd say, or putting the massive stamp in his career was back when he was doing the BLM riots back in 2020. And he was front and center to all the chaos, bringing you content you wouldn't see anywhere else. And so Jorge Ventura will be joining us in just about 30 minutes. And we look forward to that. We'll also be taking your calls in the third hour of the program. So if there's a story you want to elaborate on, sound off on, that will be the time to do just that. We will give out that number later because, again, it's going to be about an hour before we start taking calls there. So we got some time, but that is your opportunity to call into the show. I'm going to play a very funny clip for you in a couple of seconds, probably I'd say about 4 minutes. It's actually not even funny because it's so insane and it's sad because there actually is a victim involved in this. But a woman has been charged with a hate crime, apparently an anti-Semitic hate crime, because she accidentally butt-dialed a Jewish woman. No, seriously, that was the story. I had to look into it to make sure it was legit. It is because, well, guess what? It's Australia. In case you didn't know, Australia, one of the many countries that punishes people for free speech. But I mean, it's not even what the woman said. She didn't say anything. That's the worst part about all of this. She actually didn't even say a single word on the voice message. According to reports, it was dead silence. And then gunshots went off. Again, they're claiming that this is actually anti-Semitism. This is the problem with hate speech laws, folks. You actually don't even need to speak to get charged with hate speech. So that's what that woman's enduring right now. We'll bring you the latest on that. Oh, and by the way, she also has a disability, which will probably make it very hard for them to prosecute her because the woman who's been charged is probably not even aware of any of this, has no idea what's happening to her. We'll bring you the latest on that in just a little bit. We'll also bring you some good information about Maha. I love bringing you these updates because RFK Jr., like I sit here and tell you Congress isn't doing nothing. They're not doing nothing. But RFK Jr. is really doing a lot over at HHS. And I keep focusing on that because there's a lot of good that's happening there. He's actually investigating whether your cell phone possibly is causing you brain damage, possibly cancer. He's looking into that. I'll bring you the latest on the study that he has just launched with his team, which is great, great news, of course. Also bring you an update in regards to Iran because a lot is still happening there. The Iranian government told President Trump that we're done executing citizens, protesters, we're not doing it anymore, is what they claimed. But it looks like now that suddenly has shifted and is possibly no longer that commitment that they actually laid out. Also, those who are being detained, well, apparently they've been injected with an unknown substance while being held in prison. I'll bring you that story because obviously that is deeply, deeply alarming. You know what's insane? Also, since we're talking about all this, here in Texas, the amount of money that taxpayers have coughed up for the illegal invaders who have infiltrated our country as they go off to hospitals is insane. Is insane. We actually have the numbers from 2025 that I'll break down for you in a little bit as well. That is pretty freaking wild when you find out how much you've been coughing up over. Well, just 1 year because it's the fiscal year of 2025, which is crazy. Again, folks, we got our eye right now on the World Economic Forum. We are expecting to hear from the Treasury Secretary in just a few moments. That will probably start up in just a couple of minutes, I believe, maybe 15 minutes. Once he goes live there, that will be Scott Bennett. We'll bring it straight to you. So buckle up. We got a lot there. We will also be talking more, again, about Minneapolis. So don't go anywhere. A lot more to discuss in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Again, we've extended that hat sale, free hat, when you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com. That sale's been extended till midnight tonight. So head on over to the shop, thealexjonesstore.com, and make sure you snag it before it's too late.
again!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all on the board with us in the second hour of the program. Buckle up, a lot more to discuss. A lot of crazy things happening over the weekends. A lot of good, though, we'll dive into in just a few moments. I wanted to get to this clip first because it's insane. Obviously, if you're watching InfoWars, you're well aware. You're well aware of the push to censor speech. And I know a lot of people would sit there and say, oh, well, our government's just censoring Europeans. Our government only censors hate speech. But the crazy part about hate speech is who's defining what hate speech actually is. Well, the term has been just so vague over the years that it's actually now just freaking insane. There's a woman in Australia who's actually just been charged with a hate crime. They're accusing her of potentially being anti-Semitic. Now, it's not over what she said, because in fact, this was all a butt dial situation. She accidentally called a woman that she didn't really know. She just knew that she was like a fitness influencer. And she tried texting her, but accidentally called her phone. And that fitness influencer, who apparently is Jewish, claims that it was a quiet phone call, obviously confirming that it was a butt dial. And then all of a sudden, she randomly heard gunshots on the voice message. And apparently that now deems this as anti-Semitic. Now, don't take my word for it. Take a listen to clip 11.
What police allege was an anti-Semitic threat, the defence says was anything but.
This seems to be a case of charge burst and answer questions later.
Serena Tanuri, charged with harassing Mandy Sacker, a nutritionist of Jewish faith she'd never met but seen on TV and social media. The alleged offending contained in a voicemail 1 week after the Bondi massacre.
All of the circumstances of this case point in one direction. It is an accidental call.
Serena's lawyer, noting his client who works at Bunnings, has a severe intellectual and cognitive disability supported by the NDIS.
She's not anti-Semitic. She doesn't even understand the conflict.
It's alleged Serena sent a text to Mandy, writing, "Hey, how are you? Is this Mandy? I saw somewhere that you helped Katie from Married at First Sight with her nutrition. I was wondering if you could help me as well, Serena." Around 5 hours later, a call from Serena's number went to Mandy's voicemail. No voices were heard on the recording, but Mandy claims she heard sounds she believed were gunshots, causing her immediate fear and nervousness.
It could be a bed creaking. It could be someone snoring.
The 26-year-old, who has also been hit with an AVO, pleaded not guilty today. The case is listed for next month when a decision will be made on whether the charge is dropped or if the matter goes to a hearing.
And you were very shocked to hear you being charged from police?
Especially like with my mental health. Just wish people could understand.
Hayley Francis, Nine News.
See, this is the problem with hate speech laws. She doesn't even know what happened. I mean, yes, she has a cognitive disability, but folks, the rest of us don't even understand what she's being charged with. See, this is the problem with hate speech laws, right? Because they could just vaguely use it however they want to, and now they're trying to force a woman who's clearly not able to understand any of this. They're trying to charge her with the hate crime. Why? Well, a Jewish woman claims that she heard gunshots on the voice message, and that's all she needs to hear. Folks, this is becoming so insane. So insane. This is the reason why you can't support any hate law speech or hate speech law. It's early in the morning, Monday. Please forgive. But this is the reason why you can't, right? Because it just depends on who wants to define what hate speech actually is. And you actually don't even have to say anything for it to count as hate speech. You know, when they were pushing through all of these legislations, all these bills in Australia. I warned you all this was going to happen. And of course, this is what happens. This is what happens. This is what happens. I actually feel really, really bad for that woman, though, by the way. I don't even know if she's going to be able to fight that off. It's just, it's insane what's going on all around the world. Speaking of that, let's bring it back to the States. California, specifically. You know, Congressman Eric Swalwell, many of you guys might know him. He's a troll. He's a CCP troll. Well, he's trying to pretend like he wants to run for governor. That's what he deserves. He deserves a promotion. This guy. Well, Joel Gilbert, who's a filmmaker, as many of you guys know him, is trying to challenge Swalwell because he's claiming that Swalwell can't run for governor because he doesn't meet the state constitutional residency requirement. That's according to Gilbert. Now, again, this would be interesting for him to fight, but he is claiming that he is actually a resident of Washington, D.C. rather than California. And that it actually, the Constitution itself in the state of California requires him to live in the state for 5 years. So again, this is a big one. Hopefully it sticks. But Gilbert's complaints points to public records, including a 2022 mortgage document, which claimed that he had property in Washington, D.C., and that was actually his principal residency. Many of you guys remember that was when he was being accused of potentially participating in mortgage fraud. So Joe Gilbert is trying his best to get him out. I believe it's a petition right now that's been filed to get him off because apparently he's claiming he is not a resident of California. Wouldn't that be fascinating if they were able to get that one? That'd be a good one. A good one to snag. Get him off, man. I'm so tired of this guy. This guy's a troll. He's an absolute troll. The fact that he still has a political career tells you everything you need to know. California, an absolute wasteland these days, giving us some of the worst politicians we've ever seen in American history. All right, folks, we're keeping our eyes on Davos right now. We're waiting to see when the Treasury Secretary will be speaking. When that begins, we'll bring that right to you, of course. So we'll keep our eyes on that. All right, some good news. I was excited to see this. Very excited to see this. HHS has actually launched a study to see the cell phone radiation, what it's actually doing to your brain. As many of you guys know, I know a lot of people, myself included, figured that 5G is actually really damaging. There's been plenty of studies that have happened that do show how concerning it is. But HHS announcing that they are actually going to be studying this. They're looking to see what the neurological damage is caused by these cell phones, as well if they're causing cancer. Last year, the department said that 22 states had restricted cell phone use in schools to improve on mental and physical health of children. That was the big push. And interesting enough, too, I noticed that if you go to the FDA's websites, you'll also notice that they pulled down a lot of the post that they had on their website, which claimed that cell phones are not dangerous. HHS actually announced that as well. The FDA removed web pages with old conclusions about cell phone radiation. And obviously this is all taking place while the HHS is looking into this. I remember seeing a study I feel like it was the EU. And I'm going to quickly search. But I'm pretty sure the EU put something out. Yeah, there you go. Just found it quickly. DNA damage is what's caused. That was a study that came out. What year was this? This is based on a study that was conducted on mice. And it studied specifically the health impact of 5G. So again, I mean, on top of the vaccines, on top of everything else they've flushed into the system, yeah, this is a big one. This is a big one. And these 5G towers, with all these health concerns too, just keep popping up all over the place. And of course, there are several different types of products you could use to kind of protect yourself a little bit from the radiation itself, but it's almost something that you could really just never get away from, right? Especially if you live in an apartment complex, Because I used to have this net where I'd put it over my Wi-Fi router at night. And it was supposed to help you make sure that you weren't, you know, subjecting yourself to these dangerous radiation that was coming off of your Wi-Fi router. Well, it doesn't even matter if you live in an apartment because you're so condensed in a building that everyone else's Wi-Fi routers will still affect you. Yeah, there are some things you could do, but the reality of it is, I mean, why are we living this way without any type of studies that are being done? There have been some private, but man, it's been a while. So I'm glad to see that the HHS is out there doing this. Obviously, RFK Jr. doing his very best to meet his end of the commitment, which was to make America healthy again. And we're excited about that. I don't know if you saw this report. This came from Gay Weight Pundit in regards to how much illegal aliens are draining Texans financially from. $1 billion, in case you're wondering for the actual number. That's what it cost taxpayers in Texas. Now, okay, take this into effect. This is just for fiscal year 2025. The information which was gathered through the Texas HHS Commission, which the Texas Scorecard had access to the data, which revealed that hospitals recorded over 300,000 visits related to illegal aliens. That cost of 300,000 illegal invaders coming into Texas hospitals, $1.05 billion. A country that prioritizes its people would never allow this. And, you know, sadly, Greg Abbott's been an absolute coward on the issue and, again, has not done what he needed to do at all to take on this issue. You know, he likes to pretend like he is a MAGA fighter. He loves to pretend like he's a MAGA fighter. But here in Texas, he did absolutely nothing. And any legislator who's being truthful to you will tell you just that. All of this was avoidable if he actually truly cared. But the financial impact of illegal invasions, like the ones that we saw under the Biden regime, is quite extensive. Unfortunately, the Trump administration has their work cut out for them. But folks, there was more that could have been done in Texas by the governor if he actually cared, but he didn't care. Many critics do highlight his alignment, too, with the WEF as well. But there are several Republicans who consistently go out there and speak at the events in Davos. But they don't speak from a position of telling the globalists to F off. They speak in alignment with these horrific people. And Greg Abbott just being another absolute coward on that issue. Speaking of cowards, too, I don't know if you saw this story, but the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, many of you guys know he's Jewish. If you recall back when Kamala Harris was running for president, Josh Shapiro was one of the top picks. Now, Shapiro apparently was a top pick because he was Jewish. And obviously, they were trying to angle for the Jewish vote. Now, take a look at this story that just dropped because it's quite the fascinating one. According to the latest report, Shapiro says he was asked, and he's not, first off, by the way, he's got beef with Kamala Harris these days. But when they were trying to vet him to be Kamala Harris's potential VP, he was asked if he was a double agent for Israel. I don't know if there's any actual lingering questions about that, whether there's a background there. I don't think I've heard of anything publicly being announced. But apparently, he says that they asked him if he had any ties to Israel. That was during the vetting process for potential running mate. Interesting. I wonder if Governor Walz was asked about whether or not he has any ties to Somalia. Is he a double agent for Somalia before they gave him the blessing of being the VP? Probably not likely. All right, let's switch up to Iran. As many of you guys know, President Trump last week was very excited to come out and say that the Iranian government committed to him and his team that they weren't going to be executing protesters. And so we have a latest article that just came out that specifically highlights what's going on right now on the ground. Apparently, the Iranians are threatening to bring back those executions and resume them. Now, according to the Trump administration, 800 people were scheduled to be executed That was put on pause. This was all due to the fact that they were able to sit there and say they committed crimes against Allah for speaking out and protesting against their government. The government also saying that this is an all-out war against them. And the numbers, the figures are all over the place. So I really can't 100% tell you what's truthful, what's not. We keep hearing the numbers are in the thousands when it comes to protesters who have been killed. I know the Daily Mail's article this morning, I think, said 12,000. New York Post says 5,000. The numbers are all over the place. But it's quite obvious what's happening in Iran. It's still happening. That's the reason why they cut off the internet service, too, I believe. Was so that people wouldn't come out and say anything about it. And those who are being detained are being held in just hellish conditions. Detainees are apparently being injected with an unknown substance. This article I found on Citizen Free Press. Protesters held in the Iranian prisons have described abuse, including forced nudity, exposure to the cold, and injections with substances from unknown components. Compositions is how they word it exactly. So we're going to keep our eye on this, obviously. This is obviously a very important one. We'll keep you in the loop on that. Right now, I believe we're watching right now what's going on right now in Davos, in Switzerland right now. World Economic Forum happening right now. This is day one. And right now, the Treasury Secretary is making his way to the podium. Let's take that live to see what he has to say.
It's an honor to represent the U.S. delegation on behalf of President Trump. It's been a busy year, and the president will be here on Wednesday and Thursday to sum up the year, talk about his thoughts going forward. We've done trade deals, tax deals, and the deregulation. The U.S. economy is doing quite well. As President Trump says, we have a hot economy. We have trillions of dollars coming in terms of investment, and we expect that to accelerate this year. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Great. Let's start right over there. Yours, Deville Walsh.
Mr. Secretary, it's a pleasure to have you back in Switzerland. May I ask, what are the key points that you want to achieve here in Davos, and what are your thoughts on Switzerland?
Well, good to be back in Switzerland, and I think that the U.S.-Swiss relationship, after a rocky period over the past few months, is back on a very good track. What do we want to achieve? I think the message is America first does not mean America alone. And I think President Trump will be talking about this is what American leadership in the world looks like. The U.S. will be hosting the G20 next year. And I can tell you in the finance track, we are going to identify the lack of growth as the greatest threat to financial stability. So we are going to be pushing for growth, for deregulation.
Great. I'll take the next question right here in the front. James, the Associated Press.
Mr. Secretary, nice to see you again. Thank you for coming. Jamie, Associated Press. Could you tell us what kind of communications you've had with European Union officials since your comments yesterday to U.S. media to avert a crisis in a new showdown and a souring relations between the United States and the European Union?
I've been traveling, so I haven't been in touch, but I spoke to President Trump, and evidently there are a lot of inbounds, and I think everyone should take the president at his word.
Next, I'll take right here, Laurent with AFP.
The European Union, well, two questions if I could. Can you confirm that the president's letter to Norway and then the EU might be preparing retaliatory measures for Greenland? Are you concerned about what that could mean?
I don't know anything about the president's letter to Norway, and I think it's complete canard that the president will be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States. We're not going to outsource our hemispheric security to anyone else.
Great. I think that'll probably be the last one for today, guys. Last one.
I think it would be very unwise. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
All right. All right. That is the Treasury Secretary wrapping things up. Scott Bessent is making his way, obviously, in to The World Economic Forum right now. As many of you guys know, we are celebrating the 250 years of American greatness. And so they're doing just that. Also, that was the backdrop that you saw there over in Davos, looking to celebrate just that. So we'll keep our eye. We'll be following things as it happens. Obviously, you heard him say there that on Wednesday, the president will be speaking as well over in Davos. We look forward to hearing him to tell all the globalists to F off, as he normally does. So that will be a good one. We'll bring it to you when that begins as well. So that's another great one. All right, folks, we're following a lot of stories all across the country, and we look forward to bringing you more as they continue to develop. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. We're going to play clip 8 for you, because the leader of the Somalian, well, he's a Somalian leader, and he also apparently works with CARE. Well, interesting enough, he has a message, and it's all in regards to what he deems were the failures of 2020. He thinks, and this is obviously someone who lives in Minnesota, that there were a lot of unresolved issues after the 2020 BLM riots for people like George Floyd and others. Take a listen.
Hey, folks, we are at a cross point. We did not do what was necessary to end police brutality after the murder of George Floyd. We are getting a second chance to do it right after the murder of Nicole Good. We have a second chance to do this right. Minneapolis, we are on the clock one more time again. We are here at another moment to say to this nation that a human life is not disposable. No. Nicole was peaceful. Nicole told the truth. Nicole stood for our neighbors. Nicole is all of us.
Yeah, Nicole. Renee was a peaceful. They're all full of it. Folks, that is, according to reports, the leader, one of the leaders over at CARE Minnesota. Maybe that's why they designated CARE in 2 states as a terrorist organization. Possibly. All right, folks, buckle up. We have more to discuss in just a bit. We will have Jorge Ventura on the show, which I'm very excited about, because he's entered back into the space of independent journalism. I look forward to hearing from him as to what was happening on the ground in Minneapolis. He was there all weekend. It was really, really cold, like really cold. Zero with like a 35-mile-per-hour wind. No thanks. No thanks, you can't get me over there. But we did have Jorge, so he'll break down the latest that was happening on the ground. He was also outside of that DoubleTree Hotel, which is apparently rejecting federal agents, those that were being housed there, were staying there. They got notes on their door. So Jorge did some knocking, and he'll bring us the latest on that report. Also, folks, we'll be taking your calls in just a bit. So if you'd like to join the wait line for the third hour of the show, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 is the number you are going to want to call. There's a story that you want to react to that we've covered thus far. Maybe a story we're missing out on. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We've extended that free hat sale. Many of you guys know, if you make a purchase over at the Alex Jones Store right now, you're going to get that limited edition hat for free. That is a $30 value, absolutely free. When you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make a purchase, no minimum spending required over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss, because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. It has like a decent flavor. to it. So the optimal human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us. If you'd like to give us a call, join us. We'll be discussing the topics you guys want to talk about, news topics related, in just a little bit. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. That is 877-789-2539. That is the number you're going to call as we start taking your calls in just a few moments. Got my eye on a couple of things happening right now. I keep getting these emails from DHS about the people they're actually arresting, and they are pretty awful people. Pretty awful people. Constantly seeing emails with the pedophiles they're arresting. And it's pretty infuriating that we have people out there taking to the streets to protest. They protest for criminals. They don't protest for victims, though. They don't protest for the victims. Speaking of victims, there's a story out regarding Dr. Anthony Fauci and Collins. Let's see. I haven't. Let me just skip this one for now. Folks, we have a report we're going to go to. Let's toss to the report.
Mine is the first visit of a Canadian Prime Minister to China in nearly a decade. The world has changed much since that last visit. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
The government's coughing up billions in settlements, papering over the festering wounds of dispossession in order to slice Canada up into fragmented provinces under a new world order.
Another possible outcome of all of this land grab activity going on in Canada right now is that if this continues, what's going to happen is Canada is going to break apart in a very short period of time. We're talking a few short years, maybe. And Saskatchewan and Alberta are going to separate, and that will immediately be horrific for our already brutalized economy.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founder.
We're talking about the physical jihad, the physical struggling against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Threats of other occurrences, such as the rise in the far right.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct. I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well.
Just like Israel, Australia does not have a right to exist!
The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Included in that is the need for tougher gun laws.
There's a need for a new world order. But it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
This is the end of civilization as we know it and a predatory AI globalist robot economy takeover. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor when the Japanese struck. This is the first official launch of the end of the rest of our lives. Now, remember, I'm the one that laid this out absolutely specifically, that Bill Gates is the front man for the large robber baron fortunes headed up by IBM that his mother captained. His father ran the World Eugenics Society after it was made illegal in Europe and it went underground. They run the whole thing. And they believe they are exterminating you to save the earth. And I'll just say something. I'm not going to join Bill Gates because it forfeits your soul. But if you go along with this and if you don't spread the word and if you don't stand up for your children and others, you are deserving of what happens to you. Because if you're going to let these people kill you and your family, then you deserve what happens to you.
Meeting on Jorge Ventura. He'll be jumping on with us in just a few moments. He's down in Minneapolis. So we're waiting to see what's going on with him. We're also taking your calls this hour. 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to want to call if you'd like to join the show, of course. And again, we've got more to discuss in just a bit. I see, though, my good friend Bill is on hold right now. Bill is the founder of the Loomer Fan Club, and he has something he'd like to discuss. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good. I mean, this is fast. Let me put my headphone on real quick. I thought I was going to be on hold for like half an hour. But
no,
cool.
I saw your name and we said, all right, let's do it quick.
All right, there you go. Got the headphone on. So, Brianna, I just want everybody to know that tomorrow we're talking about last weekend, what happened, which is all cool. And by the way, I live streamed that whole thing. I have Jake Lang and the whole brothers adventure on my live stream on Rumble from I had like 12 hours of live streaming. It's all on there. Anyway, tomorrow, the Democrats walk out, nationwide walkout. I don't know if people know about it, but they're trying to bill it as No Kings 2.0, which I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's worth it. It's framed as a national day of protest and walkout against what the organizers describe as escalating fascist threats in Trump's second term, referred to as the regime, including raids on communities, troop occupations, attacks on immigrants, family separations, mass surveillance, assault on women and transgender rights, and violence from cuts to health. I mean, this is going to be like the catch-all protest, so everything, right? The core message is to walk out of work, school, or commerce to disrupt normal routines. Stop cooperating with perceived fascism and build a free America. That's tomorrow.
Are you going, Bill?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's. Let me look at this list. No shortage of places to go in Wisconsin, and this is just one state. Here's what they have for Wisconsin tomorrow. Appleton, Ashland, Bayview, Beaver Dam, Delavan, Green Bay, Greenfield, Hayward, Janesville, Hayward, Marionette, Mauston, Menasha High School, Milwaukee, Nina, Racine, River Falls, Shorewood, Wales, Washburn, West Dallas, Whitefish Bay, Whitewater. You know, I showed this to someone last night, and they go, oh, yeah, I wonder if people will show up there. Listen, there's going to be people at every one of these. There's going to be hundreds. Like, say, in the Racine one, there might be, like, 2,000 people. So people, go to Walkout Wisconsin, www.freeameri.ca, and find the location where you are, call to activism, go out there and live stream and ask these people questions. That's my story for today.
I like it, Bill. Well, I expect to see you on
Brianna,
the ground.
Cooking question. Can I give you a quick cookie question before I let you go?
Yes, let's hear it.
So I'm making a batch of chili right now, and it's a double batch, so it wants 4 cloves of garlic. Do you think I've used 8 cloves of garlic? Do you think I'll be fine?
Maybe 9 for good luck.
All right.
There's no such thing as too much garlic. Yesterday, I actually had Savannah Hernandez over for dinner. I'm kind of blowing it up, but we had dinner last night and I made roasted rib roast yesterday and I stuffed it with garlic. So there's no such thing as too much garlic when you're talking to me, Bill.
There's not. You know what? And I did meet your 9 threshold because you know when you do the clove, you got those little mini garlic pieces that you don't even need to cut up, but there's still like a little mini one. I just put those in there too. So really, I think I'm at like 11.
I like it. That sounds like a good all amount. Right. Well, let us know. Make sure you post a picture. You know, I love to see food pics.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye, Bill. Thank you as always, folks. We're waiting for Jorge Ventura. He is on the ground right now in Minneapolis, and he'll be joining us for the latest breakdown in regards to what's going on there, what happened over the weekend. I know many of you guys saw there was a hotel, a Hilton-owned hotel, looks like, in St. Paul that was apparently slapping notes on the doors of federal agents telling them that you can't stay here because you're a federal agent. Well, he'll be joining us. He's been on the ground. He was reporting outside of there. And, you know, I'm just really excited because he's back to being an independent journalist, which is something I truly, truly love for my good friend, Jorge Ventura. All right, folks, we got our eyes on a couple of other things. I don't know if you saw the latest on the Epstein files, but it's interesting because, of course, still no dishes when it comes to who is on the Epstein list. Remember, they were supposed to tell us about all these things. There was actually a piece of legislation that was pushed through that they were supposed to give us more details on. Well, they haven't actually done that. They haven't done what they were supposed to do. And so now we're seeing movement as to those who want to hold them accountable. People like Congressman Thomas Massie and Ro Khan. Those are two, obviously, Democrat, Republican, who have been pushing and did bring forward legislation to hold the Trump administration to their commitment to release the files. Well, now they're pushing because it's been a lot of redactions, and it's quite strange, right? Because it's only supposed to be redactions pertaining to the actual victims. Well, they're looking for a federal judge to appoint a special master to oversee the process of those redactions and provide neutral oversight for all of this. The DOJ countered by asserting that there's about 500 personnel to review the files. again, this is what's ongoing right now. They are trying their best to create more transparency because there's a lot of redactions that weren't supposed to take place. And this was a big one. This was a big one. DOJ prosecutors argued that the efforts to compel further production of the other materials. By the way, they claim that the Southern District of New York just a few weeks ago gave them like a million documents last minute. That is absolutely insane. Well, will we see any more? I don't know. They keep saying that they are just allowed to put out whatever they want. Give us whatever they want. Redact whatever they want. But as many of you guys saw last week, when we exposed Rand Paul's office for adding redactions to documents that wasn't supposed to happen in the first place, you saw how they aggressively love to redact everything that they just don't want you to see. It's called transparency, folks. It's called transparency. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to want to call into. That's 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to want to call into. Chuck Schumer is saying that Democrats are going to reverse the DOGE cuts that were just recently made. Yes, folks, one of the most popular things your federal government has ever done, which is DOGE, they're looking to reverse what they've done thus far. Clip 14, Chuck Schumer says just that. Take a listen.
If you look at the budget actually we're working on right now, and we'll have the T-HUD budget, you know, transportation and HUD budget, we restore most of the cuts. And even go higher than previous years on many of the programs that DOGE slashed. When I met our nominee for HUD secretary, then he was nominee, he talked a nice game, but he doesn't seem to have the clout to make those views prevail over the DOGE people, over the cut people. But we have worked really hard in the budget and gotten bipartisan support to increase these amounts and undo a lot of the cuts, which are essential.
Ah, essential, they say. Yeah, you got to go back to funding Sesame Street in Iraq. You have to go back to doing that. You have to go back to funding all their transgender nonsense. It's essential. It's essential. Probably essential for them because they're all getting their kickbacks. These people are disgusting. DOGE was the most popular thing our federal government has ever done. Ever done. That's why it received the most pushback from all of these crooked politicians. So Democrats looking to reinstate those funds. Yeah, let's see how that goes. They might actually get their way just because Republicans are spineless and they're absolutely useless on these issues. Their ability to fight back, to put up a fight at all, is virtually zero when it comes to the amount of effort they pour into it. So truly no surprise there. No surprise there at all. All right, when it comes to transparency, you know, the Trump administration is trying to create more transparency when it comes to those in the health industry. Insurance companies are going to have to start showing prices for their products that they're paying. This is a new push coming from the FDA director, Dr. Marty Makary. He just announced this in clip 13. Take a listen to the details.
Well, this is an exciting healthcare plan. If you look at the Affordable Care Act, or what people call the Unaffordable Care Act, because it failed in its mission to lower healthcare costs, it created tens of thousands of new millionaires in healthcare that are not patient-facing, middlemen and administrators. And so what President Trump has said is that if we're going to be giving government money into the healthcare system, let's give it to Americans. Let's not just give it to the insurance companies. Their stock has gone up 1,700%. Since Obamacare. Let's have more price transparency. You know, when you go to the hospital and you ask for the price of something, American medicine has been giving people the runaround for 50 years. There's no prices until President Trump started in his first term to require hospitals to list prices. Well, in this plan, that's going to get expanded, and you're going to get prices for everything. And insurance companies are going to have to show the prices of their products and what they cover in plain English. It also calls to end secret kickbacks to those who sell the insurance company. Those kickbacks are giant, and you're not always getting an honest sort of portrayal of what's on the market because of these kickbacks. We as doctors are not allowed to accept kickbacks, and neither should healthcare's middlemen. And then final point is it really builds on the actions to lower drug prices for everyday Americans. What we call most favored nation status, a remarkable achievement that many said couldn't be done. President Trump got it done thanks to Dr. Oz. We at the FDA contributed in the ways that we can. We're cutting red tape. And you're going to see more drugs go to over-the-counter so you don't have to go to the ER and wait just to get a refill on a prescription.
Now, that's something we could all get behind. That would be very exciting, obviously. Here in the state of Texas, I was told that ivermectin was going to be available over-the-counter, and I have yet to find a pharmacy doing just that. If any of you guys find a pharmacy that's selling ivermectin over-the-counter, let me know. It should just be quick, no script involved, just here you go, here's your drugs, and that's that. We got Jorge Ventura joining us in the third hour of the show, so buckle up, folks. He will be with us straight from Minneapolis in just a little bit. I also wanted to get to this as well. Let's talk about Greenland, because this seems to be on everyone's mind right now. The EU is hosting an emergency meeting in response to President Trump's threats of tariffs in regards to all of that. The Trump administration putting out, obviously, that threat over the weekend that they are going to increase tariffs and potentially, you know, push back on all of this. The U.S. said it would start a 10% tariffs on imports from 8 European countries. And obviously, they don't like that. That's Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, U.K., Netherlands, Finland. So we're finally getting aggressive on the issues. I like to see a little bit of aggression. Again, President Trump really pushing to have his way, which would be to sell Greenland to the United States. We're keeping our eye on that. Let's jump to callers, though. I know some of you are on hold. If you want to join the show, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 is the number to call. Tim in California, I hear you want to talk about Eric Swalwell. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Yes, you know, he's running, Eric Swalwell's running to replace Governor Gavin Newsom. So Saturday, he was at the Empowerment Congress California Government Forum in Los Angeles. But just a couple of quick quotes here. He said, "I will direct law enforcement to use every power to prosecute ICE officers for battery, false imprisonment, and murder." And he also said there's only one side of the ball to be on behalf of Californians when it comes to ICE and its offense. And here's the one that got everyone's attention. He was answering a question on how the next governor of California will protect Californians from ICE. And his quote was, "They're going to lose their immunity. They're not going to be able to drive. I will take your driver's license. Good luck walking to work, a-holes."
Yeah, Tim, I saw that. I don't think it's going to go over well, though, if they try pulling their driver's licenses. I don't think they have the authority to do that. I think that's a department of... I mean, I know it's run locally. I know they run them locally, but I think the federal government would possibly be the ones to step in on that. But I don't know.
It reminds me of like how Hillary, you know, she knew she was caught with her servers and all the Clinton Foundation tomfoolery and the earthquakes in Haiti and all the other stuff they fooled around with, but just act like none of it ever happened. I'm going to be the next president. And they even put her on the front cover of Time magazine, Madam President. So maybe this guy's the same. Maybe it doesn't matter that he was with Fang Fang. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim, we're keeping our eye on that. But yeah, my guy, Tim in California, you've got your politicians out there that I think are some of the worst in the country, but You're one of the best. So, Tim, thank you for calling. We appreciate it as always, folks. I noticed we had a little bit of phone issues, but if you were hung up on hold, or you want to call back in, 877-789-2539 is the number to call, 877-789-2539. We are taking your calls in the third hour of the show as well. Lynn in Chicago, I see you're on hold as well. Lynn, welcome to the show. Lynn, it's a little rough to hear you. All right. We'll get back to the calls in a little bit, of course. But folks, if you want to join the show, you know the number to call, 877-789-2539. We'll get back to callers in just a bit. I know there was a little technical issue there, a little hiccup. So we'll continue to get you guys on board once we get that rolling. Again, third hour of the show, going to kick off soon. We could talk about Putin invited to join Trump's Board of Peace. The Kremlin saying now the Board of Peace was created by President Donald Trump. And he saw the post that came out. He did this on Truth Social with a very limited amount of details being brought forward. We don't know who's added to the board as of yet. The Board of Peace was created by President Trump. It's to oversee the reconstruction of Gaza. One of the Kremlin spokesmen said that Moscow would study the details of the proposal. The Trump administration reportedly wanting nations to pay $1 billion to remain on the board. So it's, I guess it's a way to fundraise. As if that's something that's necessary. I feel like we've done enough with fundraising for all foreign countries. But President Trump looking to lead the way on the reconstruction efforts in Gaza. In Gaza, the board is seen as a vehicle for maintaining, obviously, the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, and to oversee the reconstruction of Gaza. What we reported last week with BlackRock and other companies are jumping all on board for, of course. All getting their hands into that one. All right, folks, we have a lot more to discuss in just a bit. I see our callers are coming back on, so that's good to hear. But we got a lot more to discuss, like I mentioned. Jorge Ventura's on the ground in Minneapolis right now. I'm going to break down that latest report. It was a very violent week in Minneapolis. And it wasn't because of those right-wingers who attended. Of course not. It was because of the left-wing terrorists that constantly make their way to these protests. I mean, you heard from Wid Lyman saying that he's seen a lot of these faces before. These are familiar faces to Wid. And again, more violence pouring out because they don't like their opposition. If you dare walk into one of their quote-unquote protests with the American flag, they're coming for you. They're coming for you. You can't walk around with an American flag in Minneapolis anymore. Why? Because it's conquered territory. These Marxist pigs don't want you to have any ounce of patriotism. They, in fact, hate this country. I don't know what more you need to see to realize probably need to ramp things up a bit. All right, folks, in the third hour of the program, like I mentioned, we're taking your calls, 877-789-2539. I see you guys are lighting up back those callers, so that's good to see. The call list getting a little bit bigger. Of course, we had a little bit of a technical issue, so if you were on hold and you wanted to call back in, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. In the meantime, though, head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. We've extended that sale for that free hat. It's a limited edition hat over at thealexjonesstore.com. We've extended it for an extra day, so you got about 16 more hours over at thealexjonesstore.com to get this hat. You get it with any purchase, no minimum required over at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a $30 value for free. Again, it ends tonight over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time, and we've done quite a few things here. And I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a begging right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But you need something to take care of yourself and your family and protect you, I think this will do it. It's an important remake. Updated World War II trench knife, double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. Mm-hmm. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get is some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, mm-hmm. Then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air in our mission. Mm-hmm. I call it a Kaiser blade. And it's a limited edition right now. Mm-hmm. limited edition, almost sold out. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy, what Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with. But, I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.